Prabhupada, give him a Mishnah Brahma. Kebetha Yoys, the Hara Bayas, Lahara Mishra. A ramp would be made that would lead from the Hara Bayas, the Temple Mount, to the Hara Mishra, to Hara Zesa. And after they mix the water together with the ashes of the Paraduma would be taken to the Hara Mishra to burn the Paraduma there. Keepin, Al Gabe Keepin. The ramp was supported by arches on top of other arches. Ukipa Kineget Ha'oitem, Mipne Kevar Zahom. The kippah was supported by the oitem, which was a post. But the post that held up the upper arches were not directly above the post that held up the lower arches, because if so, if there was a tumah underneath the post, that tumah, since there was no halal tefach on top of it, would rise up and be matame those that are walking above the ramp. So therefore, the posts that held up the upper arches were kineged, were above the lower arches, but not above the posts that held up the lower arches. And that ensures that in all places underneath the ramp is a halal tepa, the space of a tepa, that would stop any tumor from being mitami, those that are on top of the ramp, as we're afraid of a kever hatahom, an unknown kever underneath the ramp. Shabo koin asorif et apara, upara v'chomis adeha yoytzen lahara mishcha. On this ramp, the koin who would do to burn the para would go on this ramp to get to the hara mishcha, and so too, they would lead the para duma itself, and all those that were involved in the process or the Paraduma, they would go on this land to get to the Har Mishka, the Har Zaytim, and that's where they would burn the Paraduma. Second Parapak, Emma Mishnah Zion, Lois of Parah writes a Latze, if the Paraduma refused to get up in that ramp to go toward the Har Mishka, they would not lead up together with the Paraduma a black cow to get that Paraduma going up that ramp. In order that people should not say that they shechted the black Parah, that they use a black Parah to be Mitar, those that become tameh from its main mace, so therefore they would not bring up on that ram a black part together with the paradum. For lo adumar shalo yoimru shtayim shachtu. And so too, if they had a different paradum, a different red cow, they would not lead up a second red cow to get the paraduma going up on that ram, so that people shouldn't say they shechted two paradumas together. And that's not allowed. As the pasuk says, the shachat osa, you should shecht the paraduma alone. You shouldn't shecht another paraduma together with it. Rabbi Yehoshua said that's not the reason why they did not lead a second para onto the ramp. The real reason is because the pasuk says v'hoiti osa, the paraduma should be taken out to the har mishcha, and osa implies levada, it should be taken out alone onto the ramp. So according to Rabbi Yehoshua, since the pasuk said it should be taken out alone, not only should you not put another cow on the ramp, you shouldn't put any other type of animal on the ramp either. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, even to take a chamor on the ramp together with a parah would not be allowed. Yizikne Yisrael, Hayu Makdimim Baragleim Lahar Mishcha. The elders of Yisrael would go by foot and precede the parah to the Har Mishcha. They would get to the Har Mishcha before the parah arrived in order to witness this great mitzvah. Who based Tzvi Lahayisham. In the Har Mishcha, in the Har Zaysim, there was a place for the Kohen who was going to burn the parah to immerse himself there. And this mitzvah was supported by arches, also with a halal tefach underneath it to make sure that when the Kohen immerses himself, he does not become tummy on the way to the mitzvah. Umetamin hayu with a Kohen has served as a parah, the pnei atadukim shelo yiyu oimen b'murabe shemesh haisanasis. And they would be metami, the Kohen would do to burn the parah in order to show up to tadukim, who used to say that only somebody who had Harish Shemesh can burn the Paraduma. The coin says, Dukim, if the coin became Tameh, only after he immersed in the mikveh and nightfall had arrived, would he be allowed to burn the par? But before he had Harish Shemesh, when he's considered his full yom, is possible for the Paraduma. And the Chacham hold that the truth is that even somebody who's a full yom is kasha to burn the Paraduma. So therefore, to show up to Dukim, he would daska be mitameh the coin before he burned the par, and then he would immerse in the mikvah, and he would be a full yom, and before nightfall, he would burn the para aduma. Now, according to some authorities, they weren't actually metame, the person who was due to burn the para aduma. Instead, the kanim that were there would put their hands on the kohen, and that would cause them to be tame. The reason being is, even though those kanim were technically tar, the dinit, the big day oichle kaideh medris leparis chatas, meaning, the begun and the closing of those that had become tar to eat kachim is considered tame to somebody who had become tar for a paras chatas for the hefer of the paraduma. As everybody else compared to this coin is considered tameh since he had become tar to be involved in the paraduma. So since those kanim are considered tameh and they put their hands on him, he becomes tame technically, and therefore he has to immerse himself in the mitzvah, but they were not actually matame the kohen with the sheretz or anything else that would actually be matame him.